Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au. Master Builders Victoria. Membership provides free industrial relations support. Join today from just $1.40 a day.
Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
Good track.
So, all the
unofficial anthem of the Dogs locker room in 2016, that one.
Well, I've got some news for you. All the fizz is about ABBA releasing a new album, apparently. I've missed this one, but apparently ABBA's releasing a new album. Well, Warner Music have just re-released a re-digitized version of the Australian Crawl classic today. Of Errol in honour of what? Errol Goulden.
Isn't that lovely?
In honour
of.
What
a nice touch.
Re-engineered, remastered, just for the best first-year player.
Probably best name in footy since Winston Abraham, we were chatting about yesterday.
So they've got he's got Harry Styles and Australian Crawl jousting for a piece of him at the moment. The old and the new. I wonder if he's ever even heard of Australian Crawl. What do you reckon the chances are that Errol Goulden's heard of Australian Crawl?
I want to say yes.
Well, he was named the best first-year player last night, resoundingly by his peers. He was the star of the show last night on the front bar. Stole the hearts of everybody who watched the show last night.
And he looked, might I add, looked magnificent.
Dressed.
In the threads.
Dressed to impress the young man.
Yes.
What an impressive young operator he is. Errol, welcome to SEN, mate. And again, congratulations on being the MVP Best First Year Player, Shags.
Oh, no, well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I just want to say that Mum picked out the jacket and the top. It was all mine. Didn't borrow any of it. So,
you're lying.
That was good.
Hang on. Something's up here. Something's up here, Errol. Where did you get those threads from? Because I'm not buying this old Mum and Pop story one bit.
I think it was maybe two doors down from where I walked into the studio in the dressing room. So I nearly got away with it as well. I was walking out the front door after I'd finished and I had sort of the jacket and stuff on. I'm like, oh, thanks for having me and whatever. I'm like, oh, by the way, do you want your jacket and your shirt back? And they were like, oh, shit, you still got it on.
They would have let you have it, mate. Have you ever heard of Australian Crawl, the band?
Yes, I have.
So you ever heard that song before?
I've heard that song several times, but it's a classic. So
it's a beautiful song.
It could be a lot worse.
How's it? I mean, hopefully you're going to have a lot of gongs on your way through your career and
gongs.
How's this one settled in? Best first year player. It's a true first year player. There's no if you haven't played more than 10 last year and whatever. This is a proper first year player award. How's it? And you've streeted the field. How's it settled in the afternoon after the night before when you found out?
Yeah, I don't think anything from this year has settled in. To be honest, I kind of still struggle to get my head around the fact I've been drafted. So, I guess it's a massive honour and probably probably hasn't fully hit me yet. I don't know if it will for a little while because I'm still kind of getting used to waking up every day and going and being a couple of lockers down from Buddy Franklin and you know, Luke Parker and stuff like that. So, it's all pretty surreal, and I just can't believe how quick the year's gone, to be honest. So
that warms my heart, Errol. Yeah. It absolutely warms my heart. I remember being a young kid, a year younger than you, and being drafted, and AFL footballers were like superheroes. And when you walked into the locker room for the first time, it was like a cartoon world that you'd walk in. Chris Grant, they were these figures that seemed larger than the sum of their parts. I can't even imagine what it must have been like to walk in and meet Buddy Franklin as a draftee. What did that do to your brain?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I passed out or what I did, but I think it's absolutely crazy to kind of talk about it. And I think at the end of the day, like you do start to realise that they're, you know, the same as you. They're just normal blokes who love footy, but. It's still Buddy Franklin, isn't it? So
it is. It is. No, that's who it is.
He's got the aura. Well, here's the crazy bit. I'm sure he loves playing with you, which is a real feather in your cap. Errol, one of the highlights of your year was the fact that you were able to play just about every game.
18.
Yeah, 18 games, which is a huge effort in your first year. Did you feel at any stage during the middle that you did tire a little bit? That is one of the hallmarks for first-year players. You get to the middle of the year, just everything becomes that little bit tougher. Did you have a little bit of a dip at any stage in your energy?
I don't think so. I think you know, that could maybe happen subconsciously and you don't really know it. But kind of after round nine, when we played, might be round eight, we played Melbourne, and they found a little bit of stress on just near the second toe on my foot. So I wasn't actually able to train or even play for, it was 2 weeks of completely off my feet. And then I didn't get back until a week after the bye against Port. So I guess, in a way, missing those five games, it probably allowed me to kind of hit reset and really crack in at the second half of the year. And, you know, if I had have played those games, it, well, one thing that could happen is I could have, you know, potentially fractured my foot, which would have been really bad. But, you know, even just being more tired towards the back end of the year, but I still having that break kind of allowed me to kind of space out my year and have a newfound energy when I came back training and eventually started playing again.
Errol, I'm not sure if you followed the footy news today, but Jordan Lewis made some comments this morning around the fact that he put the figure of only 5% of league footballers watch other games of AFL footy as the season's going. What's your sort of reaction to that? And are you someone who watches and consumes a lot of the game, or once you're done at training, you kind of you find interest in places elsewhere?
Yeah, it doesn't shock me, to be honest. I was a massive football watcher since I can remember when I was little. I watched any and every game on TV, but I've definitely found this year I'm probably not watching anywhere near as much footy. I'm probably watching, you know, if I know who we're playing the next week, I'll kind of tune into their game if it's on. But it doesn't really shock me. I've kind of find interest in watching other sports. I'm a massive soccer fan, and so it doesn't really shock me too much. I can definitely say I won't be watching any more footy for the rest of the year. Still pretty flooded out last weekend, so I don't really feel like watching much footy now.
So but, you don't reckon you'll tune in and watch a grand final?
I don't know. It depends who's playing in. I probably will, but definitely won't be watching for the next couple of weeks, that's for sure.
How frustrated. I mean, your last quarter last week, it was a super game of footy to watch. It was tough and competitive, but it felt like it was yours to win in the end. And a couple of, you know, it felt like one that got through your fingers at the end of it. Is that how it felt to you? With all due respect to the Giants, is that kind of how it felt to you?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, as you said, all due respect to the Giants, and you know, they're playing tonight and we're not. So you know, hats off to them. But it definitely felt like that. It probably makes it sting a little bit more and sit in your gut, and it's kind of makes it a little bit worse, the fact that it was 1 point and obviously kicked 2-7 in the last quarter and 6 behinds in a row to finish the game and lose by a point. It's pretty heartbreaking. So, definitely does. But, you know, it'll kind of put a bee in the bonnet going into pre-season. That's a massive cliche, but, you know, losing a final by 1 point, there's probably no need to get any more motivation than that right there.
Wisdom beyond your years there, Errol. I've just got to ask you, Errol, so you've picked up the best first-year player. Have you dared dream about the possibility of not only being the best first-year player, but also the best fourth-year player? We've run the Brooks Medal here on Drive of fourth-year players. I'm sure you would have been aware of it. It sort of took the media and sporting world by storm this year. But could you dare dream of also becoming the best fourth-year player down the track as well?
It's 3 years away, but I'm sure it's probably a target you've got somewhere. Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously when you set yourself goals and you're drafted initially, and that's definitely one that a lot of people look forward to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've still got 3 years to kind of work towards that. So, but it's definitely there front of mind every session.
Andy Brayshaw won it this year, so that's sort of where you've got to get to. But it's music to our ears. In fact, I think the way you play footy is music to our eyes, if that's possible. I know we're mixing a few metaphors here.
It's Brooks-like.
It is Brooks-like.
Brooks-worthy.
Keep going. You'd be you might be up against a couple of your Swannies teammates. That's the only problem, but it'll be a ding-dong affair when we get there. Hey, mate, well done last night. It's a joy to watch you play your footy. We can't wait to see what you got to bring in the coming years, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Good man.
Good on you, Errol.
They got a beauty there.
He's my new favourite.
He fills the room up when he walks in. Wee man, not much of him. Lovely head of hair. Geez, a good fella. When he walks in the room, I want to go and talk to that bloke.
Is he best first-year player? Is that like, did he win best captain?
Well, doesn't
he
sound...
No way he's a first-year player.
He feels like captain.
Unbelievable.
All over him.